Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis goes from Kentucky to Romania to speak up for religious freedom and marriage as the union of a man and a woman. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Harry Mihet, who is our vice president for legal affairs. He was born in Romania, was there on the very first day that everyone there experienced freedom, December 25, 1989. The revolution actually started in his hometown. And he and Kim Davis have gone to Romania to speak in favor of religious freedom and marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Harry, what's the kind of message that Kim Davis gave to the people that she spoke to during that jam-packed nine-day visit of you and her going through the country of Romania?
Well, Matt, in the context of a nationwide referendum that we hope will take place to define marriage as the union of one man and one woman in Romania's national constitution, there's currently a debate on that, and the proponents of same-sex marriage are arguing that same-sex marriage has absolutely no impact on people of faith, on people of conscience. And so our message, when we went to Romania, when we spoke to thousands and thousands of people, was that in the United States, same-sex marriage has proved to be incompatible with the freedom of conscience and with religious liberty, because those who are pushing tolerance in the name of diversity, those who are pushing same-sex marriage, have no tolerance whatsoever for people of faith who cannot be personally involved in this enterprise. And so we shared with them stories of bakers and florists and photographers who have lost everything that they've had because they wouldn't personally participate in same-sex marriage. And then Kim Davis was there to just share her experience, her heart, to share about the 6 days that she spent in jail simply because she didn't want to have her name on a same-sex marriage license. And so it was a powerful, real-life example for the Romanian people of the undeniable fact that same-sex marriage does, in fact, have an effect, and really a devastating effect, on people of conscience, people of faith, who don't want to be involved in it.
What about the media? How did they receive her when she came over to speak?
Well, it was so refreshing to see the national media, the largest publications in Romania, actually cover the visit fairly and actually provide Kim Davis and myself a platform and an opportunity to share these experiences and to share these undeniable truths with the Romanian people. And so some of the best and largest publications in the country devoted pages and pages to Kim's story, including the experience that she had being put on trial and being thrown in jail, put in chains for her faith and for her conscience, but also the story of redemption and forgiveness and healing that Kim brings. You know, her detractors, her opponents in Romania, as they did in the United States, tried to reproach her with her past, tried to say that because she had had a past that was far away from God, far away from the Lord, full of pain and hardship, that somehow she was disqualified to speak on this issue. Somehow she was not entitled to have a conscience in favor of man-woman marriage because of her past. Well, all that they accomplished basically was to give her an opportunity to share with the entire world, with the entire population in Romania, in the largest publications, the fact that, yes, her past may have been sordid, but she had a life-changing experience when she got to know Jesus Christ, and she was able to become a new creature through the forgiveness and the healing and the redemption that he brought to her. So that was just really neat to see that printed in Romania's papers.
You know, if you and I wanted to write the script of who we would select to defend marriage and religious freedom in the United States, when this happened at the U.S. Supreme Court June 26, 2015, with the 5-4 opinion regarding marriage, we would not have selected Kim Davis. We would have selected someone who had a pristine past. But, you know, that's not how God does things.
Mm-hmm.
God takes broken people like Kim Davis.
Unlikely candidates.
Unlikely candidates.
Right.
And puts them in a situation to defend the very thing that they messed up. Kim Davis, you know, when we got contacted by a media, we were asked during the heat of all of the media and the legal issues that were going on, the other side is saying that Kim Davis is a hypocrite. She had been married more than one time, multiple times, divorced. And so she's made a mess of marriage. Why doesn't she just give marriage licenses to people who wanted to have a committed relationship? And when asked about that, Kim said, yeah, that's my past. I was a good mother, a bad person, self-interested. But, you know, 4.5 years before all this broke out in 2015, going back to somewhere in 2011, she was at the deathbed of her godly mother-in-law, who had a deathbed wish Sunday morning, deathbed wish, Kim, you and the family, get your lives together and find a church. And this is what they wanted to do. Check it off, move on with their ungodly, selfish, sinful lives, do what their godly mother-in-law had asked, find a church. And it was in that evening, same day, when she heard the gospel message of grace and forgiveness, became a broken woman, and her life and the life of her family were radically transformed and changed.
Amen.
When people in America, and it sounds like even in Romania, wanted to try to bring that up, you know what? She is a living, breathing example of God's grace, redemption, and forgiveness. And if Kim Davis can be this person who has become known around the world to defend marriage and religious freedom, even though she messed up in the past, then there's hope for anyone. There's grace and forgiveness at the cross.
Absolutely. And that's why I love Kim's story so much, is because it shows the radical change that God can have in the life of an individual, but then also the radical change that God can work out through a courageous Christian that draws a line in the sand and that is willing to pay whatever cost is asked of them in order to defend truth and timeless values. Whenever God finds a courageous Christian like that, like him, then in spite of their past, in spite of what might have happened with them before they came to know the Lord, God is able to use that courage and to bring about a radical transformation, as he did in Kentucky with Kim, and then the way that things played out there, and as we see at Liberty Counsel happening over and over and over again in the cases that we handle.
And you know her testimony, no one can refute that. That's the amazing thing about the grace of God and how he transformed our lives. No one can refute or deny her testimony.
And when you speak to her and meet her personally, you can experience her mm-hmm. gentleness and her Christ-like demeanor. It just exudes
Absolutely.
From her. So when she met people there in Romania, I'm assuming that they were moved not only by her message, but those that got a chance to stand in line for hours to shake her hand and hug her were also moved by her presence.
That's right. You know, and not only the people that were with us ideologically, she even had an impact on her detractors. In Iași, for example, where some LGBT activists came and sat together in the front rows and tried to heckle us during the presentation, the conference. At the very end, one young lady from that group came and spoke with Kim and shook her hand, and I saw the two of them hugging, and Kim had received a large bouquet of flowers that she was not going to be able to take on the plane with her to the next city the next day, and she took these flowers and she gave them to this activist that had come there to heckle her.
Wow.
And they had a very sweet moment where they were able to connect, and it was obvious to everyone watching that Kim's message was one of love and forgiveness and compassion, not what has been portrayed in the American media.
Wow, that is a powerful story. And there's so many stories like that of people who Kim Davis has personally impacted, either by her story that they've read or certainly when you meet her in person. Certainly a privilege to be able to represent Kim Davis and to be her friend through this process. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website. Thank you for standing with us, because without you, we would not be able to stand with Kim Davis, and we're still standing with her in her legal battle in Kentucky. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember your prayers for Liberty Counsel, Kim Davis, and for our mission, and your regular contributions to support this ministry.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.